had it.
Yeah, it's kind of a temporary dead.
That's right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
If you expected to get a big yield from a field that you planted in corn, you say that field produces a lot, the soil must be what? It has to be very... Soil has to be, what would you say?
Deep soil.
Yeah, it'd have to be deep soil.
That's right. Rich soil.
Would you ever say that it's very fertile? Wouldn't use that term? It means about the same thing.
It produces a lot of crops.
What would you call the flat lowland?
Bottom land.
Is bottom land good for anything?
That's right. Bottom land, good land. There's a heap of it, you know, where the water don't back out on it and drown your stuff. Bottom land is fine for farming, you know.
Have you ever planted in bottom land before?
I planted plenty of them right back in below the railroad. There's these great big bottoms back there, red bottoms, way out from the swamp.
What would you call a piece of land that's not good for anything other than maybe just cutting hay off of?
Well, they call that a hay field and a straw field. Like, you know, it's easy. Some old fields don't raise nothing but old broom sage and stuff like that. And they stick fire to them and burn them off. People's used to go and wring straw and make brooms out of it, like that broom yonder, you see.
Yeah, right.
People's used to wring straw and make their own brooms.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned swamp several times. You ever heard anybody call a swamp anything else?
Never had.
Just always swamp?
Oh, it's swamp.
Mm-hmm. What about a place where, you know what salt hay is? You know what salt hay is?
Salt hay.
Where would salt hay grow? You know what that is? Or what about maybe a place that's kind of like a swamp, but it's by the sea? What would you call that?
Well, I reckon they call it still swamp land.
Still swamp? Have you ever heard of marsh?
I've heard that.
What would a marsh be?
Old mud hole place in the woods. See, you, like here's a dry ground here, and you come to a valley like ground there, and it's a lake of water all the way across it. What water that's back in there. Great big ponds of water, lakes, and it grow bulrush.
Covers up it.
That's right. It covers up it. All kind of trash, big moccasins and things lay around it, turtles and tappins.
Are there a lot of, you mentioned a moccasin, are there a lot of snakes around here?
Plenty of them. They found a bed of rattlesnakes right there in that house.
Is that right?
And they killed, I think, about nine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Killed nine of the young ones and let the old one get away.
Hmm. What other kinds of poisonous snakes are besides rattlers and moccasins?
Moccasins and pilots, spread netters, and stinging snakes.
Yeah, are there any snakes around here that aren't poisonous, that are...
I hear them say a chicken snake ain't poison, and a black snake ain't poison, and a coach whip ain't poison, but all of them snakes with me.
If it's a snake, you don't trust him, huh?
Now, a cane snake.
What's that?
Supposed to kill all the other poison snakes. He's the king of all snakes.
I hadn't heard about
and
that.
And one... This long, they say, can kill a rattlesnake 4 and 5 feet long.
And that's called a cane snake?
A cane snake. He's pretty good grace, but I'm just scared of him. There, you know,
if a cane snake bit you, would it kill you?
They say it won't, but I ain't letting them back.
You're not that curious, huh?
I don't want to test it on me.
No.